Hello, it's Paul O'Mahony, and it's Sunday afternoon in Ireland. It's now 18:38, and I'm driving out of the house in my wife's car in order to see if it's possible to get a copy of the Sunday Business Post, a newspaper that comes out on the weekends. Well, it really only comes out on a Sunday now. And it's quite difficult to get around here on a Sunday because they don't stock all that many copies and they sell out. Now, it's a sort of niche paper, really, for people interested in business, but I'm actually interested in it because they're giving away, apparently, a book of quotations, and I'm a complete sucker for, you know, collections of quotations. So that's what I'm doing. I'm literally... And in the car with me, I have a dog. I have got on loan from the from an organisation, a not-for-profit called Autism Assistance Dogs Ireland, an organisation that provides families with a dog to be a companion to a child with autism. So I have this, we have this dog, have had this dog from Friday evening, and it should be picked up fairly soon, really. And she's... it's the third time we've had her, and I have to say that from the first time that I had her, she was, I was saying, no more, when she is collected. Thanks very much, but no thanks. And now I've grown inordinately fond of the dog just today. I don't quite know what's happened. But anyway, that's not why I'm making this particular audiobook. And I meant to say at the beginning, I tell you, I'm going out now, and okay, I'll link it to another thing. I went out earlier, and I went in a supermarket to buy, in fact, I bought some beans, and I bought some, I bought some bread rolls, and I bought something else. It doesn't really matter, but I was wandering around this supermarket, my local supermarket in Llanmair, and so I opened Audioboo on the iPhone, and there in front of my eyes, what did I see but... this man, McColgan, is at it again. You know, he'd even done a very special photograph so that I could see February was the thing. And I immediately... and he was catching up because it... you know, the idea is you do an audiobook every day beginning from the 1st to the 28th of February. This isn't leap year, is it, by any chance? I don't remember. But anyway, the... point is that McColgan was doing it. Now, I had kind of decided I'm not going to do it. For I can't even remember what the good reason would be, but... anyway, I thought, how silly, Paul, how silly. You do it. McColgan's doing it. It'll be fun, you know, other people will do it. And I'm a sucker for, you know, community, really. I'm a sucker for congregation, you know. Seth Godin produced a blog post today in which he had some phrase which was about, you know, humans love, you know, congregations or, you know, tribal celebrations, I think he was talking about. And, you know, we feel good about ourselves when we're with a crowd of other people and we're out there and we're on the same side and we're singing the same songs and the anthems were, you know, there. And however much you might not like football and, you know, these louts who go around, you know, causing trouble. But the great thing about football is the tribal nature of it. How, you know, we're all Liverpool, you know, we're not Manchester, we're not Arsenal, we're Liverpool, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's powerful. You know, I as a kid was attracted very much by it. You know, we're the Spurs, and I was in Ireland, you know, supporting Tottenham Hotspur from Ireland, back before most of you were born. Anyway, we won the double in 1961 with players like Blanchard, Jones, Mackay, White, well before Greaves, well before... anyway, look here, hang on. This isn't about football. The point is, if McColgan could do the February thing, and so could I. I mean, if anybody could do it, I could do it. You know, that was the kind of mentality, but... okay, I admitted that I like this McColgan guy. He's kind of a great old mate of mine by now. So that was it. Walking around the supermarket, I decided I'm going to do it. Right? And the theme is, what's changed for you since last year? Well, I did listen to the end of McColgan's boot, by the way, and by the end of that it happened, I was so blooming moved that I was all, there were almost tears coming out of my eyes. And I, but that isn't what led me to say what I'm going to say next. 2013, ever since February, I hadn't a clue that February went on last year at all, because I was in the grip of a bout of severe depression, which I've spoken about before, but it had well set in by the time, time February started. So, as far as I'm concerned, there never was a February 2013. I remember 2012 quite well. But this very nice man, Sawyer GB, is up and running again and pushing this along, and terrific. Long may he push. And the thing about it is that, anyway, so I missed all last year. So basically what happened to me from last year is one mega experience, which is that I'm very glad I'm here. And that I am glad to be able to say I survived. But I had a horrendous bout of depression, which I'm not going to speak about, because not because I don't want to, or not because I'm reluctant, or not because I'm kind of one of these people who likes to keep his mental health under wraps. No, the point about it is that I've spoken about it before. And the other side to it, and that went on from January to September, and to be honest, it was not very much further than the end of August. So I missed 2013 from mid-January until... And it wasn't just online I missed it. I missed it in everywhere. Except, you know, so what's different? What's different now from last year is that I'm not unwell, even though I might sound a bit crazy, let's say. But I'm not unwell. I'm very well. And, you know... Let me just, I can't speak about it without saying what an incredibly fortunate man I am to have had the support of extraordinary people. And I don't want to name names, no. But I will name my wife's name. You know, she's been the greatest of all great people. So, anyway, that's, I'm out of the car now, I'm looking for this newspaper. So, there we are. So that's one stream of my life. I came back then in September, and I've been very well. Okay, so what else can I tell you about since a year ago? Well, my daughter's a year older, and she's a year more assertive. And so that's been a big thing. And I've got the Sunday Business Post. I've got it. Oh, this is wonderful. Front page of the Sunday Business Post today, the headlines are, Ryanair tells its staff, smile or else. So the good old style of, they're kind of taking the piss out of Michael O'Leary, I think, smile or else, because his thing would have been things like, turn up on time or else, you missed the thing. Fill your suitcases with the right amount of stuff, or else. You know, so there are a real or else business, you know. You know, a bit like fly with us or else you'll end up paying more and having less to spend on your children, you know. The or else thing. It kind of works, though, as a communication thing. Anyway, so I'll pause this so that I don't seem lunatic at the counter. Well, you know what I said to you about... So what about this one on the first cover? Go to heaven for the climate, hell for the company. Oh, I just love that. Mark Twain, well, one of the greatest. One of the greatest people ever lived. Okay, here we go. Back to this. What's changed since last year? I'm a year older. Don't know what that means. You know what? The short and the curly of it is that, you know, if I think of what's changed from this time and last year, it's all mental health, right? It's all mental health. Everything else pales into insignificance alongside that. And, you know, you think, or at least I thought, a long time ago, that, you know, depression would never lift. I did actually believe that. You know, when I was in the grip of particularly my first one, I remember, I was totally convinced it could never lift. So that I'm joyous about the fact that it has lifted. Okay, for me personally, that's one thing. But to be honest, I do think of people who are having their first bout of depression ever, and who will believe, like I believed, that it'll never lift. Now, it might seem obvious to the rest of you that it will lift. Of course, you know, depression lifts, it does. But the point is, what does somebody who's in the grip of it believe? Which is, you know, you believe anything. But you certainly, there's a good chance you believe, well, it will not lift. So then if you hear that somebody else's depression has lifted, of course, when you're depressed, you think, well, it's all right for them, their depression lifted, but mine won't. But it's all drip, 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 you know. I mean, eventually, you know, particularly maybe people who have had a bout of depression, you know, and hear people talking about it, you know, without embarrassment, I would say. Every little bit helps, I suppose, in my philosophy, so I mention it. But I can't talk about my life in any other way, I suppose, the last year. So, that's enough, then. If you can't talk about your life in any other way except your mental health, then shut up. Well, that's the best thing to do. Anyway, that's it. Look, this is my first contribution to February. I haven't a clue what the theme for today is, but I'll catch up with that. And thanks very, very much for listening, and thanks very much, McColgan. Thanks very much, Sawyer GB. It's Paul O'Mahony. Bye-bye.